In our contribution, All Our Relations, Climate Change Storytellers, in Rising Tides, Hillary and myself think about, or we asked readers to challenge themselves to think from a different perspective, to challenge or shift their thinking to considering that people, in particular scientists, are not the only ones who can tell stories about climate change. So we have to shift our thinking from climate change is something that's happening to us as humanities and people, is something that it's actually happening to Mother Earth. And we need to listen to the Earth to really find out what's happening, and more importantly, what we need to do to move into a sustainable future for all life. This brings to mind a insight or teaching that was shared by a youth, Jade Wellaby, in a video that you can find on the Chiefs of Ontario website on youth and climate change, where she talked about climate change as the Earth telling us a story. In our stories, in the Anishinaabeg tradition, we do have stories that can speak to what is happening to us in terms of climate change and other environmental change. And in our stories, we always go beyond the human understanding of environmental or climate change and listen to what other beings in creation are telling us about what's happening. We also recognize the agency of other beings in creation and their agency in helping us solve problems. In our stories, it's often people who are not able to solve the problem, as I think we can see what's happening with climate change, and we have to rely on our relatives to assist us. One of the stories that comes to mind that speaks to this is a story from the Mishomish book from an elder, Edward Benton Binet, called A Pipe and the Eagle Story. And Hilary will relay that story and speak to his understanding and how it relates to climate change.